Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Just making sure.
So Illa, last time we had you on the show,
yeah,
we had a thunderstorm ravish Ashland.
Yeah, that was insane.
We lost power.
What did it do to Ashland?
Ravished it.
It ravished? It was ravishing? Just
yeah. blew through.
I think you're trying to say ravaged.
Whatever.
No, I think it ravished Ashland.
It was astonishing yeah. when it came.
It yeah. was radiant.
So yeah, we lost power.
We lost everything.
We lost the podcast.
We lost yeah. the podcast.
Nah, that's cool though. It gives me another chance to come through here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That was back when the sun was still out during our show.
Yeah, that was back then. It's been a minute, man.
Yeah.
Cool, man. So how you doing, So Illa? Can I call you Will?
Yeah, man, definitely.
I feel like we're on a personal relationship.
Definitely, man.
So how you been, man?
Man, I've been good. Just busy, man. Just lots of shows lately. We got a lot of stuff coming up in, you know, the beginning of the year, the end of the year. We got a show actually this Sunday too, so you know.
Oh yeah,
saying?
Where's the show at?
The show is at Strange Matter. It's gonna be with Miss Proper, and Radio B is their headlining.
Okay.
I'm on Miss Proper set, yeah.
Yeah, and she's you're part of So Proper, right?
Yeah, So Proper Entertainment. That was actually her label, you know. They're from like NC and you know, North Carolina and VA, so it's like, you know, that's where it kind of originated. And I got on probably like a couple months ago, and ever since then we've been doing a lot of stuff together.
Now, do you make the trip down to North Carolina, or do they kind of come see
you?
Oh
no, we're all actually in VA right now. There's only, you know, most of the fan base is actually in North Carolina though right now.
Oh, okay,
for
cool.
The label wise, yeah.
Like, so all the musicians are here in Richmond. Yeah. All the fans are down in North Carolina. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's
man.
Weird. It's just that's our outlet, though. You know what I'm saying? So that's Miss Proper, when she started it. You know, she didn't have a lot of she couldn't get in Richmond, so uh-huh. she was like, all right, well, I'm gonna go back home. You know what I'm saying? And she built up from there. And then after they saw what she was capable of, you know, getting on BET, now she's all around Richmond and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
So did it take the BET thing for her to kind of get, you know, get more rep?
Kind of get respect, you know what I'm saying? She deserved it, though. You know, that's one of the main reasons, you know, I started talking to her, because I used to throw shows. I booked her in February. She gets on halfway through the show, and it's packed show. She gets on halfway through the show. She gets on after she gets off. They think the show's over because uh-huh. she killed it. It was crazy. Yeah, the atmosphere was insane. So they thought the show was over, and it was awesome. So yeah, she's definitely, you know, hardworking and everything. So
word. So you say you're busy, man. What do you have coming up? Do you have any albums?
Yeah, we got our. I got a couple projects in the works, but the two that I'm focused on most is I got a mixtape called For the F of It, but it's not really For the F of It, you know what I'm saying? But and then I got an album called All Things Considered.
Okay.
And they'll be dropping in 2012.
It's like NPR, man. All Things Considered, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, the mixtape's hosted by DJ White Owl. We're gonna keep doing that with him. We got working out a relationship with him and everything. So,
all right, cool, yeah. man. Well, I'm excited to have you back on the show. I think
Definitely.
We'll take a little break and play a song, and we'll be back with cool. more. So Illa,
this is They Like That by Them 360 Boys.
Just lost his head. So you're gonna go give it for me. Yeah. And give it to me. Put the thing.
Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room Action Figures.
All right.
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like...
Want to burn something?
And...
Let's go peek in your neighbor's window.
And...
Go to your mom's purse and take out $10.
Radio Rubber Room action figures. New from Spoofco. Collect all three.
Cafe Diem has long been known as a staple in Richmond to meet up and have a great time.
Cafe Diem.
With acts like the DJ Williams Project every Tuesday, comedy every other Monday, live music Friday and Saturday nights, and now open stage night every Wednesday.
Cafe Diem.
Cafe Diem is a prime spot to hang out with your friends, catch some quality entertainment you would normally have to pay a cover to see.
Cafe Diem.
Hungry and on a budget? Stop in and check out their $5 lunch menu every weekday.
Cafe Diem.
Cafe Diem, 600 North Shepherd Street in the Museum District of the Fan.
Cafe Diem.
Is your normal bargain brand toilet paper too rough? Wood-like? Are you chafing or just plain raw?
Ass clown.
Are you going through gold bond or cornstarch like it's going out of style?
Ass clown.
Do you long for something more luxurious when it comes to doing your business?
Ass clown.
Well, new from Spoofco comes the first ever gourmet lavatory tissue. Ass clown.
Ass cloud.
Is made from the finest of baby bunny fur, mixed with cashmere and mink pelts.
Ass cloud.
Each square is infused with nanocarbon fibers for ultimate strength.
Ass cloud.
You'll be down to one square, two tops, depending on your diet.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Comes in scents like strawberry fields.
Ass cloud.
Mountain brook.
Ass cloud.
Alpine pine.
Ass cloud.
And old pennies.
Ass cloud.
Every square is lathered with lotion, luxuriously for that extra smooth feel.
Ass cloud.
If you have to ask how much it costs, then you cannot afford it.
Wipe your bottom like the angels do. Ass cloud.
Yes, yes, yes.
Simon! Simon, sweetie!
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes, yes, yes.
Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
If only the world won't round and the seas won't blue, the sky won't up, and you won't you. If only. Look at my life. Look away now, look at it twice, is it right? If only there were answers, answers to my prayers. Help with these stairs that I have to climb. So I just get high in hopes to fly. If only I knew why. If only they knew I from the eyes of the shooter in the fire of the ruger. You'll die in my movement. If only I could sleep when I'm living my dream. If only I didn't speak and they felt my pain. If only they didn't hate, then I had my way. If only the world didn't seem so cold, then I wouldn't flow. If only time never got old, I never grow. If only, but I'm born again. Yo, I'm born to win. Yo, I'm on again. I realize these real lies when I realize in real time. And it feels like there's no turning back. My future's so promising, so astonishing. Out the lock and key, quite possibly rocketing to the top, no stopping me. If only is only pondering, I'm posturing illogically. If only there were copies of me, they could make copies of me, cause I'm obviously
demolishing beats, but polishing neat, so acknowledge my beast, or find you just beat, finally just me. If only there was a Justin, I get those who done me wrong. I could, if only they didn't make me strong. I would, if only I hadn't gone so far, fought so long. Yo, I'm off the war, yo, I'm off these shores, get off me, boy. If only I could sleep when I'm living my dream. If only I didn't speak and they felt my pain. If only they didn't hate, then I had my way. If only the world didn't seem so cold, then I wouldn't fold. If only time never got old, I never grow. If only, but I'm born again. Yo, I'm born to win, yo, I'm on again. Everything is everything, I'm looking for better main. Rolling up purple planes, trying to make it plain that I'm on another plane, unbalanced and insane. I just hang like Hussein. But today is the day, if only is not what I say. Today is a change, open the gates to the grace. I'm on the path with rap, won't wait, cause I'm this and I'm that. If only I gave a crap, cause they facts is usually that. So whack, it's a known fact, I owe rap, I own rap. Know that I don't act, it's like I'm drunk with no yak, high with no crack. If only I could go back, I wouldn't. It's my faith, no Muslim, the proof's in the pudding. Word to my cousin, doing what they doesn't, so ill a hustling. If only I could sleep when I'm living my dream. If only I didn't speak and they felt my pain. If only they didn't hate, then I had my way. If only the world didn't seem so cold, then I wouldn't fold. If only time never got old, I never grow. If only, but I'm born again. Yo, I'm born to win, yo, I'm on again,
That was If Only by So Illa. Now, that was off your two mixtapes ago, right?
Yeah, Illogical. That was like my first mixtape, Illogical. I dropped that actually like a year ago.
Actually, I think the first time I met you, I was at a show. It was, I think, like a JPS show, just playing and Sleaze and stuff. And I don't think you weren't performing that night. That was back in the when we were doing the old show, Gods of the Bobbleheads, and you had a stack of CDs, like bigger than you, like carrying them, like swaying around with them.
Yeah.
What's different about So Illa now as opposed to then? How have you grown since then, man?
I mean, that's exactly what's different, is that I've grown. You know what I'm saying?
I've noticed you started to grow a little facial hair too.
I don't know, I've just grown, you know, grown as an artist, grown as a person. I'm at a different stage than I was previously, you know what I'm saying, in my mind and, you know, in life. So just coming, you know, more of myself as an artist, you know what I'm saying?
Now, I mean, being a musician, hip-hop, like some people do very well, they're successful, and they get to, I guess, a good place to be successful within their music, that sometimes isn't always positive, and then some people do really well in a positive manner. So that place in your head, I mean, are you in a more positive one or kind of like a more like loathing, depressed one that some people get into?
Honestly, that's basically what the whole message of my next two projects are, you know, the reason I want to do them. For the F of it is just like, you know, I've always done my own thing as far as music, so now I'm trying to do what, you know, kind of like get into the industry beats, you know what I'm saying, doing mainstream mixtapes, trying to do like, okay, I did it my way, but I can also, you know, play the game too, and you know what I'm saying, and then my album is like take all things into consideration because, you know, at the end of the day, we are after getting money, you know what I'm saying, like getting a job, you know what I'm saying, being successful and other ways as well. So
now your second mixtape that was more positive. Do you want to share everybody?
Yeah. That was a good project too. You know, it's called LOVE, Living Out Visions Every Day. It's basically about, you know, doing what you have to do to be successful, but also like, you know, like the good sides of it too. You know what I'm saying? Everything that, you know, because if you don't enjoy it, you know, fully, then you're not really. There's no sense in doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
That's
man.
How I feel. So yeah.
We're gonna hear a couple songs off that mixtape or EP, excuse me, as well.
Yes. Yeah, two songs off of that. Yeah.
So how's that doing? I mean, far as getting it out to people.
Oh yeah. So the first 2 weeks we got over 5,000 downloads. So that exceeded my expectations fully because I mean we went to get 10,000 totally. You know, like total. You know what I'm saying? 15,000. something around there. So we're on pace to do that right now. We're around like 7,000, 8,000, you know, because we had my project, and then shortly after that, we had another So Proper Entertainment's artist project. So it's been real. We've all had a lot of good success and stuff like that. So
now, where can people download that project?
They can go to illogicalactivity.tumblr.com. That's my blog website. Find everything there. All my links, pictures, future shows, all that stuff. Yeah.
Is it on iTunes as well?
No iTunes. That's going to be the album. You know what I'm saying? I like to keep, you know, I see a lot of artists, and then, you know, right now they're, and you know, successful doing, giving away free music. So right now I feel like, all right, if they're giving away free music right now, I'm going to give away free music, you know, because, you know, right now that's the kind of spirit. You don't get money, you know, you don't get money off of music. You get money off of shows.
You know, yeah, but if you. I mean, it's like negotiations. If you start really low, it's harder to go up. If you start really high, it's a little easier.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I agree.
Like if you want to get something for a certain price, or you're trying to sell something, obviously you put it out there at a higher price.
Yeah.
Just so the people who come out and go, you know, I'm going to give you less.
Yeah.
So I feel like starting off and giving everything away for free. Yeah. Not that it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think giving everything away for free, man, can, you know, kind of.
Oh, I mean, we get paid for our shows now. So, and we also, you know, we get paid for, you know, features and stuff like that. I don't do that, you know, we don't do stuff like that for free. But as far as music, we're out there, you know, we're out here for the fans, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you really want to help me financially, come to a show. You know what I'm saying? Like, come to a show, get some tickets. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
For free, if I could get 5,000 people to like anything that I'm doing, you know, the whole radio show, like, we probably have only thousands of back pimples amongst us.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't even know what that means.
He's got 5,000 downloads in 2 weeks on his project.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I mean, and I think that helps too. Like, you know, right now, you know, we're at the level where, okay, you know, we're on the brink, you know what I'm saying? So right now we'll pay our dues. We'll give this music away free, you know what I'm saying? Because that's my joy anyway. I'm going to do that regardless.
Now, have you been in contact with any of the people who didn't know of you beforehand who downloaded your album? Like, have you gotten good feedback from, like, random people?
Yeah. That's what's been crazy. Lately, we've been doing these shows, and it's been insane because we've been opening for bigger people and stuff like that. And the fans are, like, literally trying to get with us after the show. You know, trying to, you know, buy us drinks, trying to just chill with us, you know what I'm saying, hang out with us, trying to get our numbers, you know what I'm saying, you know, all
of these it, the girls, huh? These the girls, the
dude,
ladies?
This guy, T. Mills.
Oh, it's a guy?
Trying to get your
a
number?
Guy. This guy, a guy's T. Mills, trying to get did a show number, in yeah. Richmond, and there was 100 girls, like hundreds of girls, just, that's a, it. It was two guys in the whole crowd.
That was the one at
the Kingdom.
Yeah, the Kingdom.
Yes.
Were you one of the guys?
No. He asked me to come.
So
to
his pimp status couldn't. Is he raises.
Well, don't let that out there too much. There are going to be more guys coming to the shows.
Nah.
And you'll push all the girls out.
Yeah.
I mean, cool. Come on. Nah. They need somebody, like, they're all to play paying. With. They can't all have me. You know what I'm saying? So they got to have somebody else.
That's a bad attitude. That's just lazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're just out here having fun right now. We're still young. I'm still young. I'm 23. I just turned 23 like 2 weeks ago. I'm still, you know, finding out who I am as a person, much less as an artist. So
yeah, it ain't gonna happen. You got some time there, buddy.
Just exactly.
So relax, man. I feel like, you know, from observing the things that you do and how you carry yourself, that you enjoy what you do, man.
Yeah.
Which is hard. You know, a lot of people, man, they carry around this angst.
Yeah.
And it's hard for people to get over themselves.
Yeah.
So, obviously, some ego is necessary to be an MC. But
I do have an ego, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know you do.
My whole, you know, claim to fame, you know, like, or my whole name is about me being, you know, better. But I don't, you know, I don't feel like I'm a better person, but, you know what I'm saying?
I do
have an ego.
You have to have an ego to be an MC.
You got to be bulletproof, really. Yeah. You really do. You gotta be able to absorb bullets or catch them or something.
Are you wearing a vest right now?
Yeah.
Don't go.
I got a heart of gold too.
Don't go believe in your own hype, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not gonna catch a bullet.
Nah. It's not that. It's just you. No, I mean, like, you literally.
I think you meant metaphorical bullets, Stan.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to take shots and, you know, just deal with everybody else's ego as well. So it's a hard, you know.
I wear bulletproof vests just for style points.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what I was doing.
I always think that bulletproof vests is like a crazy invention because I'm more worried about like bulletproof underwear.
I was just about to say I would walk out in underwear with a bulletproof vest on.
Well, I just would be more concerned about having bulletproof underwear.
Well, I would rather have a helmet.
Bulletproof helmet?
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to shoot me, I mean...
Yeah, don't shoot me. Just don't shoot me. Don't shoot Dan either.
So
don't shoot Dan for starting
Sean, if somebody invented Kevlar underwear, would you actually start wearing underwear?
Yeah, definitely, if they could protect me. I feel like that wouldn't breathe right, though, and, you know, you that's maybe chafing. Why they haven't invented that yet.
Yeah, what if you get aroused, though?
But I'd rather get shot, like, in a vital organ and be like, all right, I'm going to die, then get shot in the pelvis and be like, oh, man, now I'm going to live. as what? I don't even get to go number one or number two for real. Like, I just have to, you know, do whatever.
Or number three. Which is number one in my book.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
So maybe someone should start thinking of that. Like,
I feel like you are someone who just thought that
out.
Yeah, just follow through, buddy.
Write it in your book.
Yeah, his joke book. Yeah. I haven't seen that in a while. Thanks for bringing that up there. Where's your joke book
at, buddy? Cleaned my room the other day, and it was under August's laundry. So it's good.
Who's August?
August is a month. Yeah. It's like 3 months ago.
Which August laundry is code word for the same stuff he's wearing today.
Oh, gotcha. Oh. Yeah. I don't label my clothes by months, you know, my laundry by months. Mm-hmm. It's usually like my laundry.
Well, that was like the clothes that I wore in laundry and I threw over in the corner. I was like,
gotcha.
So yeah, you do your laundry seasonally.
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
Monthly.
If there wasn't a caretaker living with me because of grandpa, I don't know what I would do most of the time.
Quarterly.
Speaking of clothing, man, that's a nice bubble vest you're wearing there, Will.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
Actually, shout out to Wolfpack Clothing. I got a Wolfpack Clothing tee on.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice. Did you get that bubble vest over at Roses for $10? Because I saw that bubble vest over there for
$10. Actually, I'm not sure where I got this, honestly.
Yeah, I think it was over at Roses for $10.
Hey.
You know everything sometimes.
If we start sinking...
That's where I shop.
Yeah,
that's where I stop.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, does that float?
No.
Oh, okay.
What is Roses? I don't even know what Roses is.
It's over. It's in Ashland here. It's over by the Food Lion.
Is it like a Goodwill?
No. They sell $10 bubble vests there. They look exactly like that. So.
Was that bulletproof?
Yeah. I wish, but no.
Is it waterproof?
Not even sure about that.
So if someone came at you with a super soaker, you wouldn't even be.
I wouldn't be safe. Hold on. I'm gonna figure out what jacket this is right now.
I bet it says Roses in there.
Oh, it is weatherproof. That's what it says. It is a weatherproof jacket. Exactly what it is.
Not going to stop a bullet, though.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Fascinating. Well, you knew last time you came here that we got rained out. So.
Oh, yeah. See, I should have worn that then.
I think it was just lightning from last time.
No, it was rain, too.
Yeah.
It was a big-ass... Oh,
but then it was, like, nice out.
Big puddle, my bad.
Right when the power went out, it was, like, sunny.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
It's great out there tonight. Yeah. It's time to get to a song.
Well, didn't you have something you wanted to share with
right now,
Mr. So Ill?
Yeah, my time here isn't long because it might be interrupted by a hospital visit.
Want to do
it when
we get back from the song?
Sure. We'll do that. We'll be back. We're going to take a little break.
Okay.
The song right here, this is actually because he's about to release new album.
My free album, by the way, that I give away for free.
No cover.
Freebies.
You hypocrite.
So it's me, total hypocrite.
No cover.
This is by yours truly, Mr. Damaged Andy right here. This is old. You've had the song for a while, though.
I've always loved this song, older.
Man.
Yeah.
I think I might have actually heard this song, too.
Uh-huh. I used to have it as my MySpace song.
Yeah.
I think I actually heard it on his MySpace, too.
If you remember MySpace?
I still have a MySpace.
That was a little before your
I don't
time.
Think I've touched my MySpace or anybody in my campus touched my MySpace in a while, but I do have a MySpace.
Nice.
That's good. It's good to be celibate.
This song is about God, so if there are any Christians out there listening...
This is
to you.
Romans by yours truly.
That's right. You.
Your Rubber Room host.
You did it.
My search for God, sifting through these penniless stocks and broken bonds. Trapped in a vacant lot on this forsaken rock. Let's make it work, no matter what's the cost. I'm always right here, but so often lost. What's the meaning? Contrived in this believing in a figure of deceiving. Am I breathing a conception of deceiving? Now it's currently... Yesterday is half forgotten, the future isn't promised, so tomorrow keeps me plotting. I remain universally, directly in the center, true diversity. The
the entire cosmos circles me as the earth moves under my feet. Technically the beat is riding my speech, so sing along as I reach the reality you know and love. Showing you I throw it up, it must come down, and we can sew it up close enough. If I really, really, really wanna blow it up, we all just spontaneously combust us into the surface of the earth's crust. I'm feeling flustered and rushed to meet this God that you know and trust. Is it over us?
What? Huh?
This heaven that you seek, now why does it disappear when translated back to three? You are my world because I have conceived you. You are tasteless, shapeless, and see-through. You stick around because I feed you, and you will cease to exist the very second then I leave. You are my world because I have conceived you. You are tasteless, shapeless, and see-through. You stick around because I feed you, and you will cease to exist the very second that I leave you. Overly complicated, complex, postulated offsets, perfect properly. I watch as man battle Mother Nature for a monopoly of God's property. It's illogically and mistaken for camaraderie. Now in all modesty, if committed against another man, they call it robbery. If God was really real, then why would he kill? Like with earthquakes, overpopulation on this earth space, devouring my birthright. You see, a useful assumption is the end won't justify consumption. Eat up as I contemplate infinite dimensions and complicate, concentrate affection to obligate prevention. Ain't nobody doing nothing here but talking, and ironically, I'm no exception. The devil's obvious, but God's true advocate's anonymous. The polyphonic nature is synonymous. Listen as I'm questioning religion, a wrestling, a vision of deceit, and my spirit's inquisition, called it blasphemy of a subgenius catastrophe. It's actually for anyone that's lacking that. You are my world because I have conceived you. You are tasteless, shapeless, and see-through. You stick around because I feed you, and you will cease to exist the very second then I leave. You are my world because I have conceived you. You are tasteless, shapeless, and see-through. You stick
around. Hey, man. It's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. Now, I have a lot of experience with cake, and I mean a lot of experience. And I'm gonna show you how to make some of my favorites. This is Sean's Baked Goods. It's great. I make cakes, eat cakes, I tell you how to make cakes. Sean's Baked Goods, you're gonna love it. Start by mixing eggs and milk and stuff in like a bowl or something with whatever mixing tools you have available. The next thing you wanna do is add like a pound of bacon. Like, if you deep fry the bacon first, that's on point, but if not, that's cool too. Preheat the oven to like 420. Lather a baking pan with sausage gravy until there's like an inch or more. Pour the cake batter evenly into the pan, man, and place it in the oven for like 10 minutes. Remove the whole jank from the oven and add like 1 pound of cheese. Cheddar Monterey Jack is my preferred, but man, cheese is cheese. This cake is gonna be crucial. Place it back in the oven, which should still be preheated to like cool 420. And after like 10 minutes or something, pull that thing out and place it on like a windowsill or something, like a ledge where wind's blowing. And after like it cools off, that thing is ready. It's gonna be bum. The next thing you wanna do while it's cooling is make like frosting, cause it's delicious. Melt any combination of your favorite candy bars into a bowl, like with fire or something, like heat those candy bars up until they're melted. Then mix in Doritos so you can add crunchiness to your frosting. Chocolatey and crunchy. Apply generous portions of frosting to the cake. Add 10 more bacon slices. You can never have too much ham, man. Next, apply ranch dressing. If you don't have ranch, Thousand Island is cool, or just plain mayonnaise. I started this one previously. Let's try it. What a complexity of flavor combinations, dude. What? What the hell? Doggone it. I forgot jelly beans, dude. Frustration becomes me.
Wait, taste my cake. Hey girl, wait, taste my cake. I'ma whoop that frosting.
Zamzam, hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Will somebody get the door?
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack or purse and enables you to get 45 steps or more depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking. Walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stairs, stairs, stairs! Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
Yeah. The highest life.
L's for elevation. L's for elevation. L's for elevation. Every day a celebration. Every day we celebrating. L's for elevation. These dudes is demons, cause they hella hating. Illa got them screaming, suggest meditation. Drama mean, and some heavy breathing. Drama means, the bombers never leaving. Broad Street elite, fuck what I seen, obscene. Best believe them, we're scared of reality. Then dream, so I'm living out visions every day. That's how you make them come true. Have faith in me, I'll be the one to run to. When it's unglued, the burden is on you. And perp got me high in the heavens. I ain't talking about no one when I tell you I can't be touched too. Supposed to be scared of who? You dumb. This ain't dumb luck, I'll leave you dumbstruck. The way I hit a beat like nunchuck. So ill is sicker than upchuck. What? L's for elevation. L's for elevation. L's for elevation. Every day a celebration. L's for elevation. L's for elevation. L's for elevation. Every day a celebration. Stop everything, I never shut down. Dreaming of getting up now. Greening so I ain't gotta putt now. Cannot afford this life, how much I gotta put down. I put up with this bullshit. haters determining what to do with. Hip hop's my drug, let me use it. It is my call of duty, but it's music, truth. I don't say these things loosely. I'm very choosy. As I flow, am I fluid? Is you moving to it? I only want better like that rap ratatouille. But even in the act, there's no actor moving. So you can't cut the scene. Yeah, y'all couldn't f*** with me. I just puff the green, something lovely, writing something clean. L's for elevation. L's for elevation. L's for elevation. Every day a celebration. L's for elevation. L's for elevation. L's for elevation. Every day a celebration. Lost track of the time. So high, hope I don't lose track of my mind. Just spitting crack like twisting your back or your spine. Never left, but back on your mind. Wow, light another bomb, rip. Fluid on the flow, I like how the song hits. Smoking on Barnett, witness life's carnage. God must be an artist to paint such tragedy, create such parody. Such as happiness, the only time I get that is from the melody. What is this telling me? The highest life, like you can smell the man, I'm flyer than several feet. Tune out haters like Helen Keller C. No, you don't, what I'll be, no, you won't. When I beat, I go for throat, you're good to go. But wait, hold your toes. L's for elevation. L's for elevation. L's for elevation. Every day a celebration. L's for elevation. L's for elevation.
That was L is for Elevation, L's for elevation. By So Ella off of every your latest EP, last EP release, L-O-V-E.
Yep.
What does that spell? Let's see if Sean can get this.
Living out visions every day.
There you go.
That's pretty bad.
I didn't ask what it was acronym for. I asked what it spells.
Yeah.
Wrong. Fail. Oh. Sorry, was that too
spells
hard?
Spells love. Which is also a cool thing. I'm currently suffering from full-blown boogers cancer. It's like the worst kind. What? And I wish that someone would have, you know, been there for me. And I heard you were sick, So Illa, so I got you this Get Well card.
Okay.
Dan helped me write it.
No, I did not.
Should I read it?
You wrote it all by yourself.
So you write for Hallmark now?
Should I read
you can check. Yeah, you can check
ahead.
It out.
Well, just Sean worked really hard on it, so you should read it out loud. Be part of it.
Rub your fingers across this. Go ahead. Feel right here. Looks like...
Now, did you get a good feel?
Dan has traced his penis.
Yes. No, that is not true.
Well, you got to realize this card is really small, too.
People. It's the scale. It is the scale, though.
You got a perfect set of balls.
Perfect spheres.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you, guys.
Sean's a good artist.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
He put a lot of detail in that penis.
Yeah, he did.
I did in the last 5 minutes, like when you were here.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
So I'll did try that to get better?
So did the photo of my penis make you feel better? The
yeah,
the
touching,
not
yeah,
the photo and the
I
drawing
think touching
picture.
It made me feel better.
Touching the bottom
seeing
of the shaft.
Seeing it was kind
of
ugly.
Never you get a pass this time. Man. Yeah. Never cool. Never touch a picture of my penis again.
This honestly looked like boobs.
Yeah,
that's the way that
I mean. I know that's gonna sound wrong to people listening, but it looked like boobs.
The breasts.
Breasts.
They were breasts.
Oh, sorry.
Breasts.
Breasts.
They don't look like smart fellows in that picture.
They don't look like a perfect set.
That is a couple of boobs, I think. Yeah. That's Bill Murray in the 80s
that
and
might
Dan
be a
Ashford.
Happy trail, though, which is not good. That kind of looks like a happy trail.
That's a rippedness.
Cool, man. Yeah. So L's for Elevation. That was the track we just played.
Well, yes, L's for Elevation. It's just a fun track, honestly. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you got to have the good with the bad, and this is one of the good, you know, the good ones.
Well, it's got to be fun, man, if every day is a celebration.
Yeah, right? Man. I mean, I know everybody feels me, too, you know what I'm saying, to all the 420-friendly people out there. You know what I'm saying? L's for Elevation.
Now, you are, I mean, would you say... And you say it in your music. Are you an advocate for the legalization of marijuana?
Man, honestly, I don't even know how I feel about all that. I just want to be able to smoke and not have to deal with it. However it's done, that's fine. I just don't want to have to deal with the hassle of, like, cops. Like, okay, my neighbor complains because it stinks. Okay, that's something you're going to have to deal with. But, you know, cops, you know, keep them out of the situation. We're good. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you know, I don't care.
I have a personal statement about the stand.
Okay.
Like, you know, I'm 420 user. I enjoy that time. You know, it's a fun time of day. But what I like to say is that it should remain illegal where it is now because, you know, my whole bad-ass quality comes from being, like, breaking the law every day. I break the law every day.
Yeah.
That's his edge, man. If they legalize it, you know, he's just a regular nerd. Just
regular, cool, like that guy's a maraholic or whatever. I don't know. They'll come up with classes and I'll have to go and have meetings and all this stuff that I don't want to do.
I agree. See, that's why I don't care how it's done, long as I don't have to be dealt, you know, I don't, like, you know, I don't think, I think if cigarettes and beer are legal, then pot definitely needs to be legal. Like, that's a no-brainer. But they don't have any control over the money because it's all...
They're going to scan your ID every time you buy it, and they're going to be like, this dude bought 6 pounds in the last 6 months. Like, we should put him on our IRS, like, audit him for the rest of his life. Something's going to happen that, you know?
So, then see, that's what I'm saying. It just doesn't need to be a problem at all. It just needs to be like, okay, just whatever. It needs to be a whatever thing.
Yeah. Just grow a garden. Forget having a lawn in your front yard.
But we were playing pool the other day watching a game, and the only thing that would have made it perfect was if I could have passed a J to my friend Reg. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that would have made a better day. It was beautiful outside.
It's the only way Sean gets his vegetables.
That's the only way I get my vegetables as well. That's spinach.
You guys should start eating a little healthier.
Yeah.
The only thing healthier I eat is my girl. Or is that?
Whoa! We're getting out of control. Let's calm down.
We have to remember we are on the radio, guys. Okay.
All right. So, have you ever seen Space Jam?
Yes.
Yeah. Me too. It's cool, right? Cool movie. So Bugs Bunny and his friends need your help to battle the monster aliens in a rap group battle.
Yes.
And you need to bring 3 rappers with you into the battle. You know.
Who do I bring?
Yeah. To save Bugs Bunny and Cartoon World.
All right, so anybody?
Anybody.
All right, well, I'm going to have to grab my girl, Miss Proper. She holds me down. And then probably grab Eminem and Lil Wayne, honestly.
Now those two...
A billion people are going to buy tickets to see that movie. And we're all going to save Bugs Bunny. So.
And you are, I mean, you're relatively young.
Yeah.
Everybody is influenced by something. They're influenced by other people. I know hip-hop, they don't want to admit it. Would you say those are the two rappers that you are most influenced by?
No, I would say Eminem is one of them. Lil Wayne's definitely a big influence on me. Because, you know, we were the same age, basically. You know what I'm saying? So growing up, I was like, okay, that's what I'm doing. But, mostly, it's just, I don't know. You know, I think right now, personally, it's going to be Andre 3K who's influencing me a lot, just being unique and stuff like that. So probably him and...
He does reach out to everybody.
Yeah.
I've always been a huge fan.
He's so awesome.
Yeah, he is. And that's Lil Wayne's definitely up there, though, because honestly, I grew up with him. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely up there. But I wouldn't say the two, you know, most influential people. Eminem, definitely. He, you know, in sixth grade, I would do anything he said.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. I was one of those kids. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to admit it.
Well, it was actually Luda and Tupac that would have saved the Bugs Bunny.
Oh, dang. Ooh, that's incorrect. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't win $1 million.
Yeah.
Would they be animated versions? Like, would they have to, when they stepped into that animated
Clearly,
world?
You've never seen Space Jam.
I haven't.
What? What? That's sad.
It's Michael Jordan wasn't.
I'm judging you now. Can I judge you for not watching Space? Is that allowed?
Yeah, that is.
Okay, that's allowed.
That is like an act of terrorism.
We can all get together and watch it together sometime if you want.
We will.
Yeah.
Like next Friday.
Circle jerk.
Next Friday?
Next Friday, Space Jam party.
I mean, if Dan's coming, I'll come. You coming, Dan?
No, I'm cool, man. Seeing Space Jam once was enough for me, so.
Okay, I'm not coming.
Seeing Space Jam once a day is enough.
you and So Illa can watch it together, man.
I have 2 TVs. One's on Space Jam.
Hold on. Do you have extra Snuggies?
No. I don't believe in Snuggie.
What?
I just believe in robe.
Whoa. Like,
that's all you need is a robe. You'll just feel good about it. You know?
Just keep it tied, please.
Plus, as a man, like, with the Snuggie covering my whole front, I got to go to the bathroom, and it's like a huge hassle then. They don't have like the Snuggie with the third sleeve.
You felt yes, they do. They actually do. Have you seen the Snuggies with the zipper that are like footy pajamas? You
haven't seen those? Totally approve of Snuggie now. I jump onto the bandwagon.
They got a zipper. You can just zip up your Snuggie.
My anti-Snuggie campaign is over.
That was quick. That was a 30-second campaign.
This is a reasonable man. This is a reasonable man.
He is. I just wanted that window, you know? Sometimes I wait till the last minute, and then it's like an issue. Like, it's a matter of importance. And yeah. I don't have time to be messing with that. It's frustrating.
So, are you going to clean your Snuggie? That's the question. That's my campaign. Sean clean his Snuggie?
Especially if it has that zipper that I'm going to be utilizing.
So, you start doing laundry more than quarterly?
You know, I wonder how many people actually wear their Snuggies with nothing underneath, and they're just their booty crack is showing.
It's like hospital.
It's on the couch.
Yeah, it's like hospital clothes.
Yeah.
So if you go to somebody's house and they have Snuggies hanging on the coat rack, you're most likely sitting on.
I never got that about hospitals. Hind
end juice.
If you ever see me wearing a Snuggie, I am most likely naked underneath of it.
If you ever see me wearing a Snuggie, shoot me.
If you ever see me wearing a Snuggie and you're at my house, I probably want you to leave because I'm probably just trying to relax.
No, now what if it was like a hip-hop Snuggie, dude? Like what if it had like airbrushed, you know, design on the front?
All right, honestly, the only way I'm wearing a Snuggie is if a chick is wearing it with me.
Like you guys are sharing the Snuggie?
Yeah, exactly.
I think Snuggie is going to bring a whole new wave of future products where we just do nothing.
Yes. I like that, though. I'm with that campaign, too. Are we on a campaigns today? Like, are we picking campaigns?
I guess.
I have no idea what's going on.
I don't either.
I am full blown pro Snuggie. Right now. If you're just joining us here on Blanket Channel, Snuggies, they're in.
You've been listening to Blanket Chat with Sean.
Blankets, no longer just without sleeves. Zippers, too.
Okay, I'm also pro Burt's Bees. This is my vice. Like,
I love some Burt's Bees.
I'm against cigarettes, but I'm not against Burt's Bees.
Are you addicted?
I'm addicted.
Would you ever mace somebody for a Snuggie?
Mace somebody for a Snuggie.
Like that woman that pepper sprayed that guy for the Xbox?
I'm still considering the Xbox. Maybe.
So you would mace somebody for an Xbox?
No. Maybe. No. Maybe. Maybe. No.
Is it an Xbox Kinect? No.
Now, if Sean was standing, like, what if it was, like, really dark outside? Like, it was nighttime, and Sean was standing on a corner.
If you're that desperate, then, I mean, I'm sure maybe.
What if Sean was standing on the corner holding an Xbox in a box, just standing there all alone?
I would just tell him to let me hold it for a second and then run.
If I spent $150 on one thing, I would be like in an armored vehicle with it. You know, I make tens of dollars a year. So I really have to budget.
So, Illa, let everybody know we're getting ready to roll up on a break here.
Okay.
Let everybody know in detail where they can find your music.
Okay, you can follow me on Twitter at illactivity23. My website is illogic.
How many Twitter followers do you have?
I think 1,500.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's quite a few.
Ooh, somebody's getting down. How many people are you following?
2,000.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, because I can't follow anymore. That's how I know right now. I can't follow any more people. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't mind following people, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of interesting people out there.
You can only follow 2,000 people.
Well, max. You have to align them. So, like, if I get more people to follow me, they'll allow me to follow more people.
Oh,
so
I got you.
Is that a real term on Facebook?
Follow. What?
Follow.
Yeah. Wow. That's it. Yeah. That's how you do it.
Facebook, follow and stalk.
Twitter.
Oh.
Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll take a little break here, and we're gonna play a song, and then we'll be back in the second hour with more So Illa.
Awesome.
This is Crushed by the Photosynthesizers.
Beneath the halogen, electric, phosphorescent, incandescent, inflorescent, cumulus, glowing, jelly, halo, crescent, magnetic, aesthetic, syringe, poetic, injected. You tranquilize my ear perspective like an anesthetic. In this labyrinth dissected by the epic where the interest is to exit. Radius, the rating us is geometric. Ciphers that we connected to drum lines, isometric. In the sand, I bring glands, medallas of the edge of sketches. Your vocal box, phonetics, elevate to mental building blocks. To the ceiling, crevice like a bad game of Tetris. When I first started to check it.
it. I couldn't find the nouns and verbs, sounds and words, grounds and nurse at Gettysburg address it. I used to wash your noises, cut your noise and sets, battle Adam's apple, fist and bayonets, and breath and test through dialects, like monocues and capulets over this Juliet. Pose of pros and pirouettes for flows of laureates and silhouettes. I seen the things cup you disrespect, you looking puzzled by the speech of their peace release, muffled like they was muzzled. From wire to wireless, my lips kiss you like honeysuckles. From dance to condensers, we a couple, always love you. Females in the past can never grasp why they fit like blackberry molasses from the dice cast. And the cherry moons that you my grasp wanted to grab. But when it came to sets of sets, I bust this vocab. I had this crush on this mic since the first fight that you entered to my sight. Hence the birthday night you entered to my life. Since the first you recite, sent the under the spectrum's bright. Convinced my search is no other light. Love at first sight, I had this crush on this mic since the first fight that you entered to my sight. Hence the birthday night you entered to my life. Since the first you recite, sent the under the spectrum's bright. Convinced my search is no other light. Love at first sight, light is crush. I had this crush. I had this crush.
Yeah, I had a crush too.
Women to be loved eternally. The vessel for my soul's release.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room. We're here tonight with So Illa. And somebody just Facebook hacked me while I was out smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, it was Will. It's William. William over there.
Hey, Facebook man, I got caught people. Again.
And for the record, if anyone's following my Facebook stream right... Oh, that was in a group.
Oh, you are a jerk, dude.
I didn't even know it was a group.
Delete it right now.
Yeah, delete that.
Also, my friend Red from Dim 360 Boys is in here with his camera. Yeah. What's up, Red? What up, man?
Are you filming with that thing? I'm doing everything. Oh, it looks like it was from 89. Nice.
It looks like he rolled up with Simon's mom. What's up, Simon's mom?
Hi, Dan.
Have you been hanging out with Red? What's up?
We've been hanging out a little bit, so what?
I didn't know that you were that into hip-hop.
I enjoy the hip-hop.
Yeah, you do? You do? That's good. That's good.
I enjoy all music, you know that.
It's good to see you. You haven't returned any of my text messages, my calls, my emails. Did you get the flowers I sent you?
I got the flowers. I got all the messages.
Why don't you return my calls?
I have a paper I need you to sign, Dan.
Is that why you're here? You want me to sign a paper?
Yeah.
Is it a restraining order?
It's something like that.
I don't think I have to sign a restraining order. You just need to get the...
It's a cease and desist.
Oh, it's a letter to cease and desist.
Yeah.
From what? From trying to contact you?
Just, it's more the content.
Oh, the things that I'm saying. Okay. I'm sorry. I think I can hold
you're
that.
You're very creative, though.
Thank you.
A lot of your ideas, I mean, you've got some good ideas.
Don't steal my ideas, by the way. Please don't. I designed those specially for me and you.
Well, I might tweak them a little. But I'm a little still hungover from Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday was awesome, wasn't it?
Sunday was a great time.
You went crazy in that place.
Yeah.
So Sunday we did the first ever Richmond music review at Tobacco Company.
It was awesome. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was really good. We had Black Girls, Proverbial, After NASA,
Downbeat Switch.
And Downbeat Switch. That was my first time seeing After NASA, man. They did really well.
They all rocked out, and I get down, but I think I got down a little too much that night.
Yeah, did you black out?
I don't remember.
See, you tell me not to give you a call, but you don't remember some of the stuff that you said to me as well. You're a very creative individual.
I've been told that before.
When you put back a couple.
I've been told that.
So are you enjoying hanging out with my buddy Red? I bet he's...
Red's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's enjoying your company. Is that right, Red?
Man, she's lovely. I love her. I wish she was around a little bit earlier, that's all.
I am an honorary 360 girl now.
She is, official. Appreciate it, Red.
Yeah.
That was a moment of silence.
So, it's good to see you. Have you had... being that you're still hungover from something that happened a week ago, did you do any show picks?
I didn't do any show picks. I've been kind of under the weather lately. But I am going to the Europe tonight, I believe.
No, you're not. We've got a party bus. We're hanging out with our buddy Kelly, or Joey Rips. It's his birthday. And I tried to get you
happy
in.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, do you know Joey?
Yeah.
And I tried to get you on the party bus, but they said that there's an age limit. And they asked me how old you were, and I told them I didn't know. So the only way I can get you on the bus, Simon's mom,
is don't worry about Dan, I'll get on the bus.
Oh, you're not going to get on the bus. I'll need to see your driver's license.
I'll talk to Joey Rips. Get on the bus.
No, I've already communicated this with him. And how old are you, by the way?
That's not... You never... Dan... You never ask a lady her age.
Well, there's a reason behind this. I would like you to come hang out with me.
I told you I'll get on the bus.
And I can't get you on without your age. So,
Dan, have you ever known me not to be able to get on a bus or backstage?
No, but these are exceptional circumstances. And Joey has assured me that he will not let you on the bus if you do not fall into the age range.
Well, I am going to be going to the Yerb, and I'm probably going to have the wizard escort me there.
Okay.
And so I'll figure it out, Dan.
Downbeat Switch is also playing at City Dogs.
And Downbeat Switch is at City Dogs. I'm going to go eat some Philly Dogs.
Oh, you're going to do both?
Yeah.
If you were on the party bus, you could be driven to both of those locations.
We'll see how the night goes.
Okay. I don't think you're going to make it. But anyways, how was your Thanksgiving there, Simon's mom?
You know me, I ate like a bird.
Oh, you ate like a bird?
So I didn't, you know, Thanksgiving.
You ate like a whole turkey?
I ate a whole turkey. No, nice. Dan, I did not eat a whole turkey. But yeah, like I said, I've been hungover for a couple days.
Look like you've put on a little weight there.
Dan.
What?
That we are on the air.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just being observant. You know I like my women on the thick side, right?
Well, Dan, you're embarrassing me.
I'm sorry, baby. So no show picks.
No show picks.
Did Simon come over for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, he did. He doesn't really talk much anymore. He's been kind of sad about not being on the show, but he's fine.
Well, he can come back anytime he wants.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Yeah. I feel like he left because of mine and your relationship. Like, it put a dampering on not only...
What relationship, Dan?
Well, you know, you remember. Like
I never remember a relationship.
Okay, well, when we
relations.
Were... Yes, when we were relating to one another.
Do you remember the 90s?
Some of the 90s.
What about the 80s?
A lot of the 80s.
A lot of the 80s?
That was a different time. You remember a lot of that time.
How do you feel about the 70s?
Love the 70s.
Uh-huh. And the 60s.
Good times.
What about the 50s?
I see where you're going with this.
Nice. Good work, guys.
I see where
you're
going with this.
Good work. Cool. Well, Simon's mom, you're going to go to the Yerb tonight. And you're also going to go to City Dogs, but you will not be on the party bus.
I will get on the bus.
Okay, well, we'll see. But anyways, it's my man Kelly's birthday, and we're going to do it up tonight and have a good time. So if anybody wants to catch up with us, most likely we'll be at the Yerb. And they would
what
have
exactly
to
are y'all saying?
The Yerb?
Yeah, okay, that's kind of like on Stepbrothers, or yeah, Stepbrothers, when he was like, "Pah, pah," he's like, "What are you saying? What are you saying?" You remember it? Like, so yeah, that's kind of what that's reminding me of. So
the Yerb is the only free venue in Richmond, and it's a really cool place.
The only
man.
What?
Free venue, completely free venue.
Oh, so food's free too?
Well,
if they had food, yeah, probably.
You can cook your own food there, probably.
Yeah, though it's a house that's a really cool venue. They have two stages, one outside, one inside. So we're going to go hang out there tonight and have a good old time.
If you want to find out how to get there, you can listen to that's the Yerb right. show.
Yep, yeah,
the
we Yerb had those guys on a while back. And the Junk.
Cool. We gave directions.
There's a wizard that actually takes you there, so you have to locate the wizard.
I got my moldy bread waiting for me.
I'm okay with it. I like wizards. I'm a fan of wizards.
Oh, I prefer the bread under the sink technique.
The bread under the
you
sink.
You have to listen to the show. It's okay. Yeah, you're going to have to listen to that show. Okay. It'd be cool if you could ride a unicorn there.
Yeah.
Have you ever ridden a unicorn?
A couple times.
It's scary. Mm-hmm. It's scary, I'm going
to
tell you.
You have to hold onto the horn. That's how you survive the without falling. You got to hold onto the horn.
The reason I bring that up, our next song that we're about to get to, our good friend Joey Rips, he's a huge unicorn fan.
Huge
loves
unicorn
unicorns
fan.
And it's adores his birthday unicorns. Tonight, so happy birthday, buddy! We're about to play one of your tracks if you're listening on the party bus.
And what's this called?
This is Beyond Me.
Oh yeah, I like this track.
This is ZomZom with Al-Qaeda Suicide Hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
Ladies and gentlemen, babies and senile folks, the American kind, it's time for you to be aware of a great plague that is threatening to turn our great country into a land of great demise. Marijuana. Marijuana is a plant that converts large amounts of polluting carbon dioxide into oxygen and grows easily in most environments, threatening industries such as the lumber and oil industries. And they are awesome. Marijuana is obtained by users in exchange for money or illicit acts. Marijuana is typically smoked or baked into brownies. Smoking is not fun. Brownies are okay though, but not if marijuana is involved. Marijuana can cause users to feel happy and peaceful and artistic, but it's still bad, real bad, because the government tells us so, and we should trust them. Marijuana users have many different names, like stoners, potheads, reefer fiends, and Grateful Dead fan. They will typically help draw people into their growing cult by being really friendly and offering food or other items if you join them. Studies have shown that marijuana use leads to an increase in snack cake consumption, and God help us, we need those snack cakes. Studies also show that marijuana can reduce stress and increase libido, but you still should not do it. It can help cure most common ailments and death, but don't mess with it. They say marijuana is a gateway drug, a gateway into magical places where things taste better, jokes are funnier, and music is more powerful. And that's bad. So patrol the fields, and if you see any marijuana, burn it. That's the only way to make sure you've done your part to stop the scourge of this terrible plant.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Derek action figure transforms into a solar-powered Prius that shoots hacky sack projectiles.
Hey, that!
The Derek action figure comes pre-programmed with catchphrases like,
"If it's yellow, let it mellow."
And,
"I never use soap, brah. It's bad for the environment."
Each Derek action figure comes with a bottle of cactus juice.
Feel the healing power of the cactus fruit, man.
He won't shut up about,
"I'm totally gonna have sex with this juice."
Radio Rubber Room action figures. New from Spoofco. Collect all three.
Man Child.
From the makers of Liquid Meat is a food made for men that comes in 22-pound bags.
Man Child.
It's super easy to make. Just scoop one shovelful into a bowl and add your favorite liquid. I suggest beer.
Man Child.
Comes in one flavor. Animal. By working with butchers, hatcheries, and restaurants.
Man Child.
Has been able to combine all the discarded bones and meat globules to create a dehydrated, crunchy supplement that's designed to be deliciously irresistible to men.
Man Child.
Always comes with the most recent issue of the Veronica's Secret catalog.
Man Child.
Eat it for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert because it's enriched with awesomeness.
Man Child.
Animal flavor. Delicious.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I'm very happy. Enjoy the show.
Life, so proper entertainment,
DGG production.
Richmond, I got us. They say if you grind hard, then you die hard. I'm trying to eat, so I try hard. Sometimes your eyes too big for your stomach and you die off. This is everything we were meant to live and die for. So grind till you shine, boy. Counting down the clock, it look like my time, boy. Cause they ain't on the level that I'm on. Man, grind more.
grind more.
More focused than I ever been. I know haters who be hoping that I never win. But I'm taking the psychopath is that your hopes are paper thin. I'm all vapor wins from with graping it. Money stuck to my mind like I stapled it. I be shutting it down on whatever stage I'm in. And these dudes shifty, never know what stage they in, what face they in, trying to make it so you don't know what state I'm in. Know exactly what my statement is. I'm trying to change the fate of hip hop from the state these lanes placed it in, and add my taste of greatness in. Taste it, they got a Jones for the James in him. Grind more, grind more. Grind more, grind more, grind more, grind more, grind more,
grind more.
They say if you grind hard, then you die hard. I'm trying to eat, so I try hard. Sometimes your eyes too big for your stomach and you die off. This is everything we were meant to live and die for. So grind till you shine, boy. Counting down the clock, it look like my time, boy. Cause they ain't on the level that I'm on. Man, grind more.
Grind more.
Feeling like Kanye, I'm such an... I don't know, but why do you ask? I got this rap here on smash, though. And they ain't trying to stop till I'm in that castle. Starting off fast, though. Well, that's kind of brash, yo. Why you going through the hassle? We all know how that goes. Maybe I feel it in my backbone to dig deep like a back. And get out y'all's black hole and bash on. Life is like a... good while it's burning, then you gotta pass on. Real is the lesson, my flow is the crash course. Banging harder than the task force, grinding like I'm cast for it. The only problem is they lack more of them. So grind more, cousin, grind more, cousin. Grind more, grind more, grind more,
grind more.
They say if you grind hard, then you die hard. I'm trying to eat, so I try hard. Sometimes your eyes too big for your stomach and you die off. This is everything we were meant to live and die for. So grind till you shine, boy. Counting down the clock, it look like my time, boy. Cause they ain't on the level that I'm on. Man, grind more.
Grind more.
Victim to victor, vicious victim. Real. When I spit it, man, it's a sixth sense to get this. I grind, eat, man, I'm hungry, trying to fill a stomach and my blood pumping. Cause my dream's running, I have made wonder, you have done nothing. I remember dudes used to be dumb frontin'. I was on the hunt and munch bars and crunch numbers. And you can tell by how the beat jumping, the streets love it. I ain't afraid to fall even when the ground's hard. I land soft, rebound, and take off. This is what real hustlers are made of. Yo, so what I say, boy? Grind more, grind more, grind more,
grind more.
Yo, 24/7. This is the highest life.
And that's Grind More by So Illa here on Radio Rubber Room.
Yerp.
By grinding, are you talking about like grinding your teeth? What are you talking about there?
Nah, man, just working hard and
like
working harder.
Grinding up on a girl, right? Nah. That's what I thought it was about.
Nah, just working and working harder, basically. Keep grinding, grind more, grind more.
So I wonder this. I wonder about this with like a lot of musicians and artists, and including myself. You know, why? You know, why do we put all this work into this stuff? Like, why? What drives you?
I mean, obviously it's passion, you know what I'm saying? Like actual, you know, I love hip hop. I love being an MC. I love all the feelings I get from it and stuff like that. That's why I do it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm at the point where I want to do it more than just that. I want to do it as a career and stuff like that. So,
now, yeah. When you say feelings, what do you mean? Like the recognition from fans, the recognition from girls?
I mean, the rush all of it. Honestly, the whole entire life, you know, because like hip hop is one of those things I feel like it's not just music. It's a lifestyle. You choose to, you know, live that lifestyle and whatnot. And,
yeah, but I mean that, no offense, but I've always thought of that as kind of like, you know, I don't know. Hyperbole, maybe even like a cop out in like really defining hip hop.
That's what I actually love about it is that there's no way to really define hip hop, but it is a lifestyle. It's a choice. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, you got to be fully immersed in it to call yourself an MC. You got to be, you got passion to keep dealing with. You know, all the stuff that you have to deal with as a musician, you know, let alone a, you know, a rapper nowadays, because everybody's a rapper, you know, everybody's the next, you know, Lil Wayne or whatever. So, you know, to keep yourself doing that, even though you see all these imitations out there, is, you know, what I think, you know, makes it worth it and whatnot.
So I was raised like in the least thug-like manner possible. Can you?
I mean, I'm not about being a thug. I mean, I handle my own. You know what I'm saying? But I agree. You know, like I'm more of a positive message. You know, like the highest life is my whole movement. Living life to the highest you can.
Well, do you like Tribe? Tribe Called Quest?
Yeah, of course, of course.
I was born without a swagger bone. I guess that's this one.
Oh, so you're swagless. Yeah, you're swagless.
And I'm wondering what the term rapper means to you, like.
Rapper is somebody like a like a clown to me, like, you know, somebody like Waka Flocka, you know what I'm saying? MC is somebody who has done more, you know, is truly, like I said, immersed in the hip hop culture. You know what I'm saying?
So, see, I mean, you come from a different generation. I'm you know,
I mean, several years I agree. Older than I agree. You. When, you know, back in the day, you didn't have to define that. Nowadays, you have to define that because there's a lot of imitation in the game. You know.
Well, basically, what I see is I'm an MC who raps. I'm involved in the hip-hop scene, and I don't really put a difference on it. My hip-hop lifestyle is different from other people, and that's why I'm like, you know, I understand it's a lifestyle, but, you know, it has so many subgenres, almost. Like my lifestyle, my hip-hop lifestyle might, you know, bring me around, though, in the same city in a different circles.
Yeah. I mean, obviously there's different. I mean, it's like, there's different types of hip hop, but there's, you know, there's still a difference between rap and hip hop. You know, that's, you know, there's just like there's different types of rock. You got classical rock, alternative rock. You know what I'm saying? You have lyrical hip hop, you have pop, you know, which is, I consider rap. You know what I'm saying? Like pop rap, like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's different.
Oh, did you want to elaborate on the different types of hip hop for our ignorant friend who taped a picture that says I have head crabs over my head?
That is hilarious,
and,
by the way.
Good. I'm glad he's entertained. His hijinks.
He actually got you to say it though, so that
Yeah.
Well, cool. If you had more than like 16 strands of hair, you would have one or two.
More than 16. Is that
they're
how
mostly
many?
Mostly beard.
Yeah. Beard crabs.
Mm, you know, nice. That's why I said head.
Oh, okay. Instead
includes
of
the whole
sphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Then what part of the body specific. Is this?
I was going to leave it there for the preaching show that comes out in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a preaching. The gospel show?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Should nice. Probably leave that up there.
Yeah. It'll be
should
awesome.
Turn it around.
He'll be like, what in the Lord's name?
So what do y'all have going on?
Well, you know, the radio show. Are you interviewing us
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I'm interviewing
is this
you.
Your, I mean, excuse me, sir. Is this your radio show?
I would like to know what y'all have going on. You know, any Nothing? New skits that we can look forward to? Because, I mean, I enjoy the show. That's why, you know, I'm speaking as a fan.
No, we don't. This man in the blue striped shirt next to you, the one who likes to post signs that mock me.
Yeah.
Over the Are glass that separates us a little bit.
Really?
A little bit. Oh. No, I'm not upset at all. he's supposed to be writing skits, and he hasn't been doing his job. Good work, though.
I'm calling him out.
Yeah.
Next week.
He's got some new ones. He's got to get them recorded.
Nice.
But, yeah, so what do you prefer in the process? Like, I know you're doing a lot of shows now. Do you prefer being in the studio, working on new stuff, or putting it out there in front of the people on stage?
I'm at a crossroad with that, honestly. I'll enjoy being in the studio, but, you know, I really enjoy the feeling of performing and, you know, stuff like that. So right now I'm kind of doing a little bit of both until I build up this album and mixtape. So
now, go ahead.
You go ahead.
We were talking about ego a little. I hate to jump around a little bit, but you're talking about the stage, and I was talking to my roommate earlier about ego. There's somebody who we think is really talented who had quit spitting a while back.
Yeah.
And my argument to him was it takes a certain kind of ego for someone to get on stage and then sustain that.
Yeah.
Is you know, people who might be listening or might listen in the future, would you tell them that, I mean, is being on stage for everyone?
No, I mean, I've seen guys that I know have been rapping for years. They get on stage, they're not very good. You know, they're not great performers. But then there's people that just have that energy. You have to have an energy on stage to bring the crowd alive. You know what I'm saying? Like that exists. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about, you know, being able to bring them alive and stuff like that. So
now, do you have a hype man? Do you use a hype man?
Well, me and Miss Proper always do sets together. So, oh, nice. You know, we hype each other's sets.
That's cool. Does she back you up? Or
yeah, I mean, we do all that. You know, it's just us. We just wild out, have fun, do what we do. You know, it's a good time.
Now, performing, when you perform, do you just use, like, the beats with maybe, like, backups behind it? Or do you put your CD on?
No, I just use the beat, uh-huh. And I have the hook, usually. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I transitioned from that, like, not too long ago. Just because the clarity, I want everybody to hear me. I feel like, you know, in a lot of these clubs and these shows around, you know, Richmond especially, they don't have very good sound people. So... Uh-huh. That's a big factor in it too.
Who has the best sound in Richmond?
Right now, Kingdom. Kingdom. They got the best club in Richmond as far as performance wise. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Have you ever
besides the National? But I don't think that counts as, you know, an underground thing.
Have you ever performed at the Canal Club?
No, I have never performed. That's one of the probably the only club in Richmond I think I haven't performed at.
I think they have the best sound in Richmond.
See, yeah. But that's not a very big hip hop thing. That's like a rock thing, isn't it?
People need to go to them about shows. So, yeah. I think
they do a hip hop night on Sundays.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's like the R&B hip hop night, right?
Okay.
They do like 47 Wailers shows a year.
Oh, do they really?
No. I don't know. I've seen it there a lot of times.
Nice.
Maybe one or two.
All right, cool. Well, let's go ahead and take a break really quick. We're going to play a song, and we'll be back with more So Illa. Remind everybody where they can find out more about you, So Illa.
You can follow me at illactivity23 or check me out on my website at illogicalactivity.tumblr.com. It's my blog and website. Find all my info.
How often do you update that?
Oh, I get on my blog every day. That's one thing I enjoy is uh-huh. my blog. So that's why another, you know, reason I changed it, so...
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right, what's this song, Derek?
This song is Just Plain Ant featuring Sleaze. This is the last of this.
The Bridge.
No.
Oh, really?
The last of this.
No. bitches, hitting up the clubs, dancing with some dirty. I gotta eat before I ever do the dishes, and I ain't gonna choose fast food, my plate delicious. So I wave a Reaper Durgy to those that rather hurt me to help out, even better yet, dessert be. Pass drinks to the ones that stay holding it, and everybody else I ain't noticing, roll with it. Yo, it's the last of this, no more passiveness, they ain't showing love, cutting ties, it's a rabbit. Cause there's too many people on my side to be thinking about the ones who just ain't trying to ride. I still feel the sideways love people throw. They my people, yo, but I don't need them, no. It's too many people saying do the be to be worried about the heads who just not trying to see. Leave the ambivalence to the curb, bro. Time to spark actions, coupled with my words, yo. Cause busy see past what these other people talk, yeah, even if you in my circle. And I ain't trying to hurt you, I'm trying to keep growing. Plant my feet to fertile earth too. We all here evolving, do some work too. Gotta leave all the pettiness behind, cause it hurts you in the end. Open up, free your mind. And this should be the last time, the last time, the last time, the last time. And this should be the last time, the last time. One more time, man. And this should be the last time. And this should be the last time, the last time. And this should be the last time, the last time, the last time, the last time. I ain't doing it no more.
Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
In order to live in a more perfect society, it is important to know about money. Money is a way for people to trade goods and services with one another. Some money is printed on paper, and it's colorful and pretty. It can also sometimes be drab and have pictures of 300-year-old dudes on it. Lesser denominations of money are given out as tokens. They are round, shiny things. Different values of paper money and coins generally have different images. Money has many different names like dough, clams, bananas, moolah, cash, and cashola, beans, benjamins, bills, bread, and the dippy dappy. They say money can't buy you happiness. It can buy you yachts, though. Can't buy me love? Negotiable. There's just something I love about yachting. Money is the root of all evil. Well, I'll see you in hell, buddy. A penny saved is a penny earned. Good luck with those pennies, pal. Try grabbing a nickel or 400,000. So if you're looking to get money, you can't afford it. If you have money, share the wealth, friend. Make money a part of your life today.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Dan action figure comes equipped with hand-to-mouth food-eating action.
Oh, I just ate, but I'm so hungry.
Throw Dan in some water and watch his belly grow two times its normal size.
Mine just pooped.
Or shake him really hard and listen to him breathe heavy like he just ran a marathon. Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all three.
You never listen to me. You leave your underwear on the floor and the toilet seat up and
I guess it's that time of the month again. It's gonna be a long week.
Not this time, it's not. Like most of life's problems, there's always a little pill that can fix them. And this time is no different. New from the scientist at Spoofco comes Mandol.
Mandol? What's that?
Mandol is a little pill that will solve all of your menstruation problems. Mandol is a carefully crafted blend of heavy sedatives and mild hallucinogens that will make you completely oblivious to the symptoms of your significant other.
Wow, that sounds like a lifesaver.
Oh, it's a lifesaver, all right. The red kind. When that emotional floodgate opens, Mandol is there to turn the sounds of bitching and moaning into a beautiful siren song.
You never listen to me. You leave your underwear on the floor and the toilet seat up and you're such an amazing man. Let me make you a sandwich while you watch the game. La 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 la.
God bless you, Spoofco.
You're welcome. Get your Mandol today at naked-jester.com.
You are listening
to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes.
Sometimes, in the midst of these storms, the future that we're trying to build for our nation, a future of lasting peace and long-term prosperity, may seem beyond our reach.
Yeah. So ill. Sometimes you don't know what to say. Your mind just goes blank. Say what you feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So illa. Pick up the pen, fell deep in the mind. It's the kind of thing that sends you signs. A shiver down the spine, ain't a minute in time. The pen in the rhyme, the beat in the mic. Just me and my life. On another level, you'll never see from this height. To the left, but it's right. It's like I stepped into life, and now I'm chasing dreams. Sometimes feels make-believe. Like, what is this making me? What will they make of me? Will I really make a change? What I really mean to say? There's so many ways to make of me, but look into the face of me. Facing me, and you'll face a G. You'll face the boy who made it, even when they couldn't save him. Save it. I ain't gonna let them take it. Take this. The world's throwing me to the basement, and I'm faced with arrangements of displacement. And only by God's graces have I made it. I know that everything happens for a reason. That's why I'm at it in all seasons. Cause when it all seasons, I speak this to relieve it. And when the demons are peaking, I reach to the ceiling. Free myself and release them. Freedom of speech. The game has my heart, no pieces. You ain't gotta see it, so stop seeing. Just relax and start breathing. You can feel it in the way my heart's beating. It's creeping all over the scene. It, the streets need it, they fiend it, they drank it, they breathe it, they eat it, they want it. I got it, I be it, I be this, I bleed this. I will never leave from it neither. I'm leaning on the gates of the Reaper with no faith in them either. The confidence is found in my genius, and I'm bound to meet them. So far I've been lenient. I'm ballin' for real, y'all loungin' arenas. Glow Magic Sabrina, wet as Katrina. I wouldn't bet on no FEMA when they pounce on your freedom. Freedom of speech, listen to me, The world's throwing me to the basement, and I'm faced with arrangements of displacement. And only by God's graces have I made it. I know that everything happens for a reason. That's why I'm at it in all seasons. Cause when it all seasons, I speak this to relieve it. And when the demons are peaking, I reach to the ceiling. Free myself and release them. Freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was Freedom of Speech. And that was off L.O.V.E., right?
Nah, no, that was off the first one. That was one. Off Illogical, yeah.
Yeah. So L.O.V.E., last EP,
yep.
Spells love.
Yep.
Is it true love is all you need?
No.
No?
No.
What else do you need?
Gonna need some hard work.
Hard work?
Yeah. But then love. Yeah. Hard work, though.
Love is hard work.
Lots of hard work.
Love is a battlefield.
Yes.
Agreed?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
So where do you do... I know last time we talked a little bit about your first mixtape, and you were stepping up kind of your recording quality. Where are you working out of now?
I work with this one guy named F-Lo. Y'all can follow him at F.Lo V2 on Twitter. And then I sent it off to a DJ that we work with at Rated R Radio. Which is, his name is Tiz, so he masters everything, and he's a beast.
Rated R Radio, that's an online station?
Yeah, they do it, Ms. Proper and Mr. Yeah, they host it from Charged Up Enterprises.
No O's.
The old spot.
Yeah, Exactly. And they do that once a week, yeah.
Oh, it's a once a week show.
Yeah, it's every Wednesday.
Not like a stream.
They do the stream though.
Not like a constant Ustream. Stream.
Yeah, oh no. They have a website though, you can like it's like a Facebook kind of thing. You
make it. Yeah, I've been to it, yeah. And what day is that show again?
It's Wednesday, 8 to 10. You can rated R radio online.net.
Now, which show do you like better, our show or their show?
I actually enjoy both of y'all's shows.
Remember, you're in Ashland.
Yeah,
with us.
I actually enjoy the show a lot.
There's a lot of woods out here.
You know, I can't compare the two because they're two different shows. But I really enjoy the show.
Though. I need an answer.
I'm joking, man. Radio Rubber Room. Send me out alone.
So these new projects you've got coming up.
Yeah.
Tell everybody when they can possibly be expecting out or
just expect a lot of new music in 2012. You know, a couple probably a little bit, you know, before then, but just expect a lot of new music in 2012. We're really trying to make a statement. You know, we have a whole campaign behind it, so you know, it's going well right now.
Now how many people are in the
So Proper?
Yeah.
There's a lot of us. But you know, it's different people though. It's, you know, we have everything from PRs to you know, DJs to producers, rappers, singers, guys, girls. You know, it's a bunch of us. So,
do you guys work a lot with Charged Up Entertainment?
You know, we work with them through the show. I'm a real good friend of Black Reeds, and you know, I go in there and record sometimes. A couple people I know record there, so yeah. They're good people, man. They work hard, too.
They are. Yeah. They are. I've never had a bad... I don't have one bad thing to say about anybody at Charged Up.
So. Nah, Noah owes a... He deserves all the, you know, stuff he gets. He's a really hardworking guy, so...
Yeah, man. Did you read that interview I did with him in the last RVA magazine?
No, but I will check it out. Yeah. Hold on. Actually, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Actually, he's like... Yeah, he's outside posed and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a great camp or group of people around them.
They do. They really do.
They've been around quite some time. You guys, So Proper, is a little fresher.
We're newer. Yeah. You know, that's a good thing and a bad thing. You know, we don't have the, you know, necessary as much experience in the game, but also we're fresh. We're, you know, and we're making an impact early. You know, from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, youth goes a lot further than wisdom in a commercial society.
And it's also like, you know, they've been in the game, you know, the old style, they've been here with the new style, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to benefit from that a lot.
Now, do you guys take heed to some of the things that Charged Up does? Is it kind of like a protege mentor relationship?
You know, it's not, you know, directly like that. I'm really like that. You know, I have my own mentors in life, you know what I'm saying? People who teach me, who give me wisdom, and, you know, that's who I use. Do I watch other people? Yeah. I mean, I enjoy the DMV music scene, so I watch what other people do, and then I try to, you know, do my own thing, you know what I'm saying? Because eventually, you know, that's what it comes down to. If I'm going to want to work, I got to do my own thing. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely watch other people. Like Suburban District, you know, they were a big influence on how I – got my music out there and stuff like that, my presentation and stuff like that. So
yeah, but not for you. When I'm saying it, do you think So Proper is looking at Charged Up as kind of like seeing what works for them and what doesn't?
Oh yeah,
kind
like of I said, we take it from everything we can. You know what I'm saying? It's not just Charged Up, but yeah, that we definitely soak up some of their, you know, their smartness and their moves and stuff like that. Definitely.
Now. Beyond that, I mean, what's really next for you? I know you've dropped a couple of videos. Have you dropped anything since the last time we spoke to you?
No, but we just, this man over here, we shot a music video last night. We're about to shoot another one soon. So you can, you know, like I said, just expect some new music. I don't have any, you know, I'm not setting myself up for anything right now. It's just going with the flow until we get the project done. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I haven't done yet, so. Uh-huh. Just take it easy and, like, you know, let a project build itself. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Can you give me a little rundown about how you construct a project? You're saying go with the flow, but, like, how does it start? Do you come with the concept, the album title, you know, or do you just start song by song?
Before, it was just, like, I knew what I did, and I executed. Boom, 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 boom. Didn't take any time to, like, really let it build. But now, I'm a little bit older, a little bit smarter. You know, I want a project to come out and feel natural. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm working on right now. It's just, you know, creating music, being involved in the building of the music and stuff like that.
But how do you, what I'm saying is specifically how do you construct your project?
You know, sometimes, like, you know, it comes to me sometimes.
Well, how are you constructing the projects that you're working on right now?
All things considered, well, I mean, I'm just taking, you know, like, I am going off the concept, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the big things I like to stick to. I'm a concept guy. I think, you know, an album's a project, you know what I'm saying? And it has many layers, so, you know, like a book and stuff like that, so, like a play, all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's a project. It's a, you build, and that's what I'm doing with that.
So when you say you're a concept kind of guy, you're saying that you started with a concept for the album.
Yeah, all things considered, yeah, that was the concept for the whole thing.
Now what do you mean by that when you say that was,
you know,
the concept?
You know, like I said, I did it for the love of it with the EP. I'm doing it for the F of it, you know, with the next mixtape. You know, now I'm taking all of the things I've learned from that, and I'm trying to give y'all a classic, you know, classic album.
That's cool, man. Yeah. So your EP, your two mixtapes, mm-hmm. and then comes All Things Considered, yeah. and that's just like the collage of everything that worked for those other things?
Something like that, yeah. What felt right, what worked, what will work, you know what I'm saying? What I projected would work, you know what I'm saying? What I like, what other people like, you know, everything. Like, literally, you know, that's the one good thing I like about it. It doesn't limit itself when you say All Things Considered. You're taking, you know, everything you can into consideration, you know, the current market, you know, my target audience, stuff like that, all of that. Yeah,
any idea how much you want to sell the album for when it drops?
Yeah, 10. Okay. I don't want to ever sell an album more than 10, honestly, you know. Uh-huh. What I'm saying, I'd like to sell it less, but I think it'd probably just be $10. Yeah.
How many tracks?
Probably 12 to 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that something you're going to sell as a whole album?
Yeah, for the All Things Considered, when we release that will be on iTunes, yeah. So.
Would you, but not track by
track? Oh, no, yeah. I mean, I'll do the typical iTunes, you know, 99-cent track thing. That's cool, too.
Why not put it on other places like Bandcamp or Amazon?
I mean, it's more about being official, you know what I'm saying? Just, this is when I'm going to be my, you know, my official first album, and if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it on iTunes. Like, just, it's easier for me. It's one place, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, they're linked to big, you know, they keep stats and stuff like that for official, you know, magazines, billboards, stuff like that. So Bandcamp is, I don't think it's quite at that level right now.
Yeah, but I mean, I understand that for the sake of the market tracking it. But aren't those numbers really for you when you break it down to it? It's all about accessibility. You don't say I'm just going to distribute my record in Best Buy or a place like that.
Yeah. I mean, oh, will there be hard copies? Possibly. I think I might just do a digital release for this, though, because you know, that's what sells, especially with up and coming artists nowadays. You know, I study guys like Kendrick Lamar, Lil B. You know, even if you don't consider them talented, you gotta consider the impact that they make, and, you know, stuff like that. So,
did you hear that about record labels are going to be getting off of hard copies?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Nobody buys that. Yeah, nobody buys CDs.
Still, like,
man.
Completely. God, that's sad.
I still enjoy CDs. Like, if I enjoy a CD, I'll go out and buy it. You know what I'm saying? So,
my next question was, do you purchase music?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Now, what was the last thing you purchased?
The last thing I purchased was the Carter 4. I'm about to go get the Take Care album, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is that,
Drake's.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm be honest. I wasn't a Drake fan, after the mixtape, you know, the first album disappointed me, but man, he came back hard this time, so, respect.
Now, didn't he used to be on, like, Canadian, like, soap opera or something?
Yeah, he's still on his Canadian kick and everything. He's from Canada, and he was on, that TV show.
Do you think he's a better actor or a better rapper?
Oh, better rapper. Oh, okay. I never ever watched his acting, so I can't really speak on that.
Then you can't really formulate
true,
a...
True, but I mean,
a he
guy
was in a soap opera.
He was called Wheelchair opera? Jimmy. I mean,
Wheelchair
I'm
Jimmy.
I'm not
his...
trying to go there with Drake. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. You know. All right. Like, yeah. So.
I mean, and I'm only asking you these because we come from two totally different backgrounds, but we've basically chosen a similar lifestyle, as you had said before.
Yeah.
Do you download anything digital?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I still do illegal downloads. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not. I'm young. Uh-huh. I know how to get it. But if I enjoy it, I usually try to go out and buy it because, you know, that support. You know, like Eminem, that's how he's still established. He leaves for 6 years, come back, drops an album, sells 4 million. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, you know. So the impact can still be made. You know what I'm saying? And people, I still appreciate putting a CD into my car and stuff like that. Like, I like that feeling. So,
but, and I'm trying to get you in touch with the demographic you're trying to reach, people who download stuff digitally.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever paid anything to download something digitally?
There's a couple tracks I've gotten off of iTunes, but normally no.
Uh huh.
No.
I mean, it's good to, it's really good to, and the thing that somebody like Little B or, you know, all the other people.
My girlfriend, though, she's all about downloading from iTunes. Like, I can't, I can find her song in 10 seconds, but, you know, she wants it right then. So, you know, so she goes to iTunes and buys it. So.
Yeah, the statistic is not accurate, but it's always been women buy, like, you know, 5 times more.
Yeah.
Music than men do. So if your boys like it, that doesn't mean you'll be successful.
Oh, no,
you
really have definitely to. Definitely not.
I think they just buy 5 times more stuff.
Yeah, completely. Sure. So, you know, I'm just trying to get you kind of in touch with the consumers you're trying to reach. Who is your demographic?
You know, for a long time I thought it was purely just hip-hop heads. But honestly, you know, I feel my demographics, you know, people who feel my energy. Anybody who, you know, fills my energy. It's a lot. It's, you know, it's diverse, more diverse than I once imagined it to be. So,
do you need to reach women to sell records?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think everybody knows that though.
Uh huh.
That's always been a thing.
Who responds more to your music? Is it the women or is it the men? Your boys? Is it your boys? Who's coming back to you and saying, "Hey, I downloaded your album and it was sick."
Well, mostly on the downloads is guys. At shows is girls. Like, I just give them the eyes and show them the swag, and they can't help themselves.
There you go. Is your girlfriend listening tonight? Can I have her email? I'm gonna send her a copy of the show. Cool, man. Well, so Illa, thank you for joining us tonight,
sir.
Man.
Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And check him out. Where was your blog?
Illogicalactivity.tumblr.com.
Cool. And you're also on Twitter. That's how you get down, yeah, right?
At @illactivity23.
Word. Well, thanks for joining us, man. That's all
Thank
we have
y'all.
For tonight. And check
time.
Out cool. So Illa.
Glad we didn't rain out this time.
Exactly.
Good stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. And it's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver. With some fava beans and a nice
candy. You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck on coke.
I've seen him.
Now that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they going to say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there was no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart.
What are they going to say about it? What are they going to say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
WHAN, Ashland, Richmond. W275BQ, Ashland. 1430 AM. And now, 102.9 FM. WHAN.